And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios from the Northfield Public Library, we have the Executive Director, Natalie Draper. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in today on April Fool's Day
April Fool's Day.
National Fun Day.
So I that's such a great lead-in to my theme this morning, which is just all about finding joy at the library.
All right.
And that's no fooling.
No fooling. No fooling. There's fun at the library.
Yeah, I absolutely never do April Fool's Day. I always miss it, and I always get pranked, but every day is fun day at the library.
All right. What's where do we start at?
Well, I guess we'll start by sharing some of the stuff that we have coming up. All fun. Come in and experience some joy. My visual aid, of course, because I'm deeply committed to this gag. I brought in this book to show Jeff, because I knew that you'd want to get in on this. But we have a new in the collection, the Sandal Making Workshop. Make your own Mary Jane's crisscross sandals, mules, fisherman slides, toe slides, and more.
Wow.
So it really is a step-by-step how-to on making your own sandals. And as we are approaching sandal season and getting rid of our coats for the year, I think it's time. I'm going to bring this back to the library as much as I want to check it out, because I want everybody else to get it first. So come in for coffee and conversation this morning. We do every first Friday now.
Now, will you be doing, is there going to be like a cobbler station at the...
Not yet, but I'm thinking about it. I'm working on it because I really want to get in on this. It's kind of become a thing. Like people, I follow a few Instagram accounts. As you do when you're a crafty person, you follow Craftagram. And there are people who are really getting into making their own shoes now. So I like.
Are they good, and can you wear them?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I probably won't ever make a sandal in my life, but I'm interested in other people making them.
Never say never. I'll wear mine next month.
All right.
When I come in.
Have you made them yet, or is
not
that the project?
Not yet. That's the plan.
On the to-do list. All right.
But yeah, so you can come in this morning and check it out. We'll have it out with our coffee and conversation.
All right. So and that's this morning still.
That is this morning. Yeah, we've been doing it every first Friday. It's been tons of fun. Mm-hmm. Just getting to know folks. I think people have come in now to try to get to know other folks, so that's kind of the point. So
all
it's
right.
Great. Just come in and meet your community and, you know, have a conversation with us, or just get a cup of coffee and wander off. That's fine too.
All right.
It's pretty low pressure, but it's just been really nice. We had a pretty good group last month.
Good.
Got into some good conversation with them. And that was something that people asked for on the strategic plan survey. And it was like, what can we just kind of act on right away? That was easy. You know, we'll just put out coffee once a month then.
Low hanging fruit right there.
Yeah. We'll
all right.
See what happens. It
does a lot for building community as well.
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else?
Well, also something that came up on the survey was a lot of people really want to work on their Spanish or learn it. We have a couple of options for folks. We have Transparent Languages, which is a great app. And you can do self-directed language lessons at home on the go on your phone. But now we're starting up a Spanish language conversation program. So that is Spanish Conversation Table, Fridays in April and May from 10 to 10:45. So it's a short program, but it's just a chance for people to stop in and practice with other people who are also learning the language. So you can only get so far when you're using the apps without actually talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a chance to come in and kind of use that.
You know, I've done some online things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to learn Spanish.
Sure.
And if you don't practice it, it doesn't work too well.
Yep.
you got to practice
really
it.
Doesn't really stick.
Yeah.
But I think you have to have it kind of go back and forth maybe to make
absolutely.
That, those connections form in your brain. So yeah, welcome on in, and we'll see how that goes. If it's popular, we'll probably continue doing that. That was something that people had really, really expressed a desire for when you asked people, what is something you would like to learn? They really wanted to work on their Spanish. So.
All right.
So, yeah, we've got that coming up. And we also have a, speaking of joy, Latin dance workshop. That is on Tuesday, April 19th at 6:30.
A Latin dance workshop.
Yep.
All right.
Introduction to Latin dancing featuring salsa, merengue. Lots of fun for beginners, and you don't have to bring a partner.
Wow.
I guess we'll provide a partner.
Makes me want to go out and make some dancing sandals.
Right. Well, you know, make a pair of sandals, bring them on to the Latin dance workshop. This is really exciting. And coming up soon, we're really excited to be bringing back Circus Mondehai to Central Park. That's in May, so okay. mark your calendar now. 10 a.m., May 14th. This is a four-person traditional Mongolian circus showcasing feats of flexibility, balance, contortion, and, believe it or not, foot juggling.
Now, this is an actual circus.
It is.
Featuring four Mongolian people.
Uh-huh. It's
entertainers.
Mongolian circus.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, so it'll be in the park. I know, it's cool, right?
It does sound cool.
Yep. All ages, come on out. It's in this park, so there's mm-hmm. really, I don't think there's any real limit to how many people can come, too. So the show is interactive with audience participation, but you won't be asked to juggle with your feet. Don't worry.
Good.
But if you do, make your own sandals, come on out, and maybe you can juggle your new sandals.
They'll improve your foot juggling right. skills, perhaps.
Right. On May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
We're always looking forward to that. So later that day, we're featuring a performance and puppet making workshop from Fidgety Fairy Tales. This is a troupe that uses music and theater games to raise awareness in kids and families about children's mental health.
Fidgety what?
Fidgety Fairy Tales.
Fidgety Fairy yep. Tales. Okay.
Yep.
That sounds unique.
They'll be using the story of Chicken Little to talk about managing excessive worries and catastrophizing thoughts.
Hmm. There's a good lesson to be learned there.
I think so.
All right.
Yeah. And I think, finally, on the coming up in the joy category, Northfield's second annual Pride in the Park celebration has a date.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, June 4th from 12 to 4. We will be in Central Park again. Last year was great. It was our first year. We had over 400 people for something we weren't sure, but it was
going
to be
good
popular.
Crowd, yeah.
And, yep, it was really wonderful. And it was just such a joyful event. This year, Sven Sundgaard will be returning to MC,
mm-hmm.
and Representative Angie Craig will be speaking around 2 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah.
You've got a big day planned.
Yeah,
and that's June the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
June the 4th. All right. Natalie Draper is our guest from the Northfield Public Library. Natalie, is there anything else you'd like to spotlight while we have you here?
Last thing is just to remind folks that our Carleton student tutors are back from their spring break, and drop-in homework help is available Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 for elementary through high schoolers, now through the end of May. Tutors will also read with your child or listen to your child read. Youth do not have to be working specifically on a homework assignment. We know there's a great need for tutors and homework help in Northfield, and we hope many will take advantage of this free resource.
All right. How's it been going so far?
It's been really good.
Good.
We had a lot of demand, and we haven't had as many people taking advantage of it as I thought they would, just considering how much we were asked for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's sort of one of those things where it just has to become habit for folks. So that's why I just keep reminding people about it. And we'll be doing that until the end of the school year.
All right. Good deal. Natalie, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
In. It's always a joy to talk to you. Have a great National Fun Day.
Thanks, you too.
And we'll see you next month.
All right.
Natalie Draper from the Northfield Public Library. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. We've got Tim coming up. Rich has traffic after. Rich has look at local news headlines in a moment.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Palm. A bill passed unanimously in the Minnesota Senate includes $8.5 billion in drought relief funding and $1.5 million for the response to avian influenza. Governor Tim Walz also signed an executive order waiving trucking regulations to help fight bird flu and mitigate the risk to Minnesota's poultry industry. Republicans used Thursday's end of first quarter business to try to push a bill through the Minnesota House to replenish the state's COVID-depleted unemployment insurance fund.
We need to take care of this so that we don't put an undue tax on the job creators here in this state.
That's House Republican Minority Leader Kurt Dowd. Democrats refused to move any bill until Senate Republicans agreed to more than $250 million for COVID frontline worker bonuses. Now, they claim those workers deserve part of the state's $9-plus billion budget surplus. And the NCAA Women's Final Four tips off tonight at Target Center. Louisville and South Carolina meet in the first game, and then top seed Stanford meets UConn in the other semifinal. This is MNN.
Final 4 days.